They were called the devil's snow, because you could pop them when it got dry, and it was, dust would fly out of there, brown looking dust. And I've seen some in our yard.
They call it devil's snow. Mm-hmm. Now, so you said the ground sours.
It's by understanding it's what causes them to grow.
So, does that mean, well, is it a plant, or is it, what is it?
Well, there's just something right there in that area in the yard that causes it to sour for them to grow or something.
Well, you mean they can't grow when it's not souring?
I suppose not, because they would grow everywhere. I just don't know. I've never asked. All right.
Now, if a man had a sore throat, so the inside of his throat was all swollen up, you'd say he couldn't eat his meat because he couldn't
swallow.
So he couldn't swallow. Alright, so would you say
he's got a sore throat.
Would you say he couldn't swallow it?
Mm-hmm.
So how would you say that?
Oh, his throat was swollen.
So he
couldn't swallow.
So would you say he couldn't swallow it?
He couldn't swallow his food. Or he couldn't swallow. I just stopped with that. He couldn't swallow.
You wouldn't say?
I wouldn't say anything else.
All right. And why do people smoke?
Cigarettes and cigars.
And if there are a lot of people at a party, you know, having a good time, they all might be standing around the piano just
singing and laughing, talking.
All right. And if somebody offers you to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be
bothered.
Well, if somebody wanted to do you a favor and you didn't have to want to you know, repay them, you know, for the favor, you say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be
bothered.
But what's the way you could say it that so you wouldn't have to repay them for it? Somebody said, well, I'll have the club meeting at my house this time, and you know, sort of be so you'd have to have it at yours next time. And you say, well, I don't want to do that because I don't want to be
imposed on.
Well, would you ever say something like, you might not accept an invitation to somebody's house because you wouldn't want to have to invite them over for dinner. So you say, well, I don't want to be, would you ever say,
obligated?
Or is that what you'd say? Would you say, I don't want to be obligated?
No, I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
I don't think I'd say that. I might say, I just don't want to be bothered.
All right. Well, would you ever say beholden?
No, I wouldn't.
Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I've heard that by some older people. I sure have.
All right. Well, now, if somebody's asks you if you can do something, you say,
sure I can.
And you can, if somebody asks you if you can do something, you can say, sure I can.
Sure I can do it.
All right. But if that's not true, you'd say, no, I
can't do it.
Now, if somebody asks you, you know, about sundown, to do some work, you'd say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I
worked till sundown.
So you say, I what? All I'm going to today.
I worked all I'm going to today.
All right. And, well, now, would you ever say, I done worked all I'm going to today, you know, just to get your point across? Would you ever say